This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right, and what a gift Dexter leaves me as I open the show with a rough sports Saturday. So I'm in a bad mood. I'm here for you to vent to me, but I'm also going to take my pain out on the Jets. Before we get to that, I am Anthony Gallo. This is WFAN, and if you forget, it is the greatest radio station on the planet in the greatest city in the world. Don't forget it, NYC. Anthony Gallo. All the way till 6 a.m. And that's right. I'm upset. Knicks lost. NYCFC lost. Not that many people care. A couple other soccer teams I root for lost. So I set my sights on a debacle that is the New York Jets. And some of us, not as shocked that it turned out this way. Jet fans clearly do it to themselves every year. But we start with it. We all know the news. They release or fire Joe Douglas this week. They are now talking rumors out there that Aaron Rodgers could be released. And honestly, it's the most competent thing that I've heard out of this franchise as of late. But let's just get through it. This is the biggest disappointment in New York sports history. It's definitely the biggest disappointment in my life, in my 33 years on this planet. I didn't watch them as a kid, but the worst team money can buy, whatever it was called, the Mets team from the early 90s, some of those Mets and Knicks teams from the early 2000s. But this is the biggest disappointment, the biggest embarrassment, the biggest group of fraudulent people that a New York sports team has ever put together. It starts with the quarterback. It's not all his fault, but it starts with the quarterback. You hitched your wagon to a late 30s, early 40s quarterback coming off the worst season of his career in Green Bay. Before he got hurt, he had the worst season of his career in Green Bay. Most of it masked by the national media because other guys like Russell Wilson and my own Denver Broncos were a bigger embarrassment at the time. So you hitch your wagon to him. Not only do you hitch your wagon to him, because I can't blame you for that, you give him the keys. And he brings in his best friends. Alan Lazard, you got Davante Adams this year. Too little, too late. He would have brought in A.J. Hawk to coach the defense if he could. He brought in his numbskull friend to run the offense. That was a failure. And now everyone in the organization is losing their jobs. The defense was never as good as you guys made it out to be. And it's even worse now that the good coach you had, you fired. So that's another piece of this. The offense was poorly built, which is partially why the GM lost his job. And I do think Joe Douglas is a good GM. But your actions have consequences. And he is a part of the reason why the Jets have been inept his entire tenure. The young core of guys on this team, overrated. Brees, very good player, has not been the same since about week 6. Garrett Wilson, too inconsistent. All the talent, too inconsistent. Sauce Gardner, very overrated. Great rookie season, has regressed each year. And when he's not holding on to a defender, he can't keep up with them. The GM, for as all the praise he gets, for all the talent he brought in, failed. Simple as that. He failed. Whether it's some of his draft picks, we can argue about whether Woody Johnson forced them to take Zach Wilson or not. Maybe they would have ran Sam Darnold for one more year. Mekhi Becton was a disaster. And I don't want to hear about the small glimpses some guys showed. Because that's part of talent evaluation. Can a guy work? Is he coachable? Is he going to develop? Is there more beyond the surface, or is what he's showing you all he's got? And the owner, Woody Johnson. Johnson & Johnson's darling boy. I think he's like the fourth in a line of Woody Johnson's. He is the most incompetent owner in the city. You fired a head coach. Whether, you know, I don't want to speculate because I don't think it was because of the reports that he wanted to bench, that Woody Johnson wanted to bench Robert Saleh, wanted to bench Aaron Rodgers, because I don't think anyone was on board for that. So he would have fired the whole staff. But the fact that they fired the head coach, who, with no talent on the offensive side of the ball, with Zach Wilson, Mike White, and Timmy Boyle leading the charge at quarterback, was able to win 7 games, was able to have fans thinking that they were a playoff team. At times, the team was over 500. The defense was a top 5 unit. Not the best in the league, like some Jet fans would like to tell you, and some pundits would tell you they were never that great, but they were good enough to win with. They were good enough to win with a terrible quarterback, and he fired him, and the wheels fell off. Why? In my personal opinion, the players believed in him. These guys don't get galvanized by Aaron Rodgers. That was the leader in the room. That was the adult in the room. That was the guy who took everything on the chin. And then you fired him. The quarterback never holds himself accountable. The owner never holds himself accountable. And this is where we are. And now, what do you do from here for the rest of the season? Yes, it's not unfixable, unkillable, as the great BT would say. But with the Seahawks, Dolphins, and Jaguars coming up, how many of these games do you actually want to win? I am not a big believer in tanking. It doesn't matter the sport. I don't believe in tanking. If you want a quarterback, trade up to get him. But you should always build winning habits. But right now, if you're the Jets, does it even give you joy if you go out and beat the Seahawks next weekend? They're on a bye this week. Does it give you joy to go beat the Dolphins? And then you play the Jaguars, and beating the Jaguars directly affects your draft stock. So that's the question. If you have a bigger disappointment in New York sports history, fraudulent teams, embarrassments, please let me hear it. 888-808-1019. But I can tell you right now, this is the worst. You know, Penny Hardaway, Allen Houston, you know, I could really run through some embarrassing names for the Knicks. Whether it's the Roberto Alomar, you know, Mo Vaughn Mets, the early 90s Mets, which I was a little too young to experience, but I know they had the moniker, the worst team money could buy or something like that. You can correct me if that's not the right term. But this, in my 33 years, maybe in the history of this great city, is the worst showing by a team built with expectations, the biggest disappointment in New York sports history. And again, how did you think it was going to turn out? Aaron Rodgers was not good his last year in Green Bay. The year prior to that, he was blaming the coach for him throwing 3 interceptions in the NFC title game. Not being able to get a first down after the first quarter. But we forget that. Because Aaron Rodgers is everyone's favorite quarterback. Well, not Jet fans anymore. He's a guy who's won a Super Bowl. Yes, I can't take it away from him. He's had some gaudy stats. He's also a guy who's been known not to be a great teammate. He's a guy who's been known to choke when his team needs him most. And he's a guy who, whether the narrative is followed him or not, has never been accountable. We've seen it multiple times with the Jets. And this is a locker room, and I have said this earlier in the year, because I don't think Robert Saleh was an excellent head coach, but I did think Jet fans were unfair to him. This was a team that never fractured. They played with Zach Wilson at quarterback. They played with Mike White at quarterback. Tim Boyle. Trevor Siemian made an appearance there. They never fractured. They basically were in every game coming into this year in the Robert Saleh tenure. They would show up, play hard, never give up on themselves. You never heard anything out of the locker room. And then this season comes around, and Rodgers is finally healthy. He's got all his boys in the same room. They force a trade for Davante Adams when wide receiver was not the problem. Why? Because Aaron Rodgers asked for him. And I made the joke earlier, but don't think it's that far off. A.J. Hawk would have left the McAfee show to run the defense. If the Jets really wanted to listen, he probably would have brought him in. This was not a serious regime. He came here, he dictated his terms, and you listened to him. And the owner continues to be incompetent. And yes, this is a complete failure, top to bottom. Players, coaching staff, you know, front office and ownership. Because the talent is there, yes. It's why I don't want to completely eviscerate Joe Douglas, even if what he did I thought was not a great job. There is a lot of talent, name recognition on this team. But they didn't get it done. And the leader in that room, the only guy left to take a shot for the team, is the quarterback. And you know what? Here we are. You ruined the defense. You fired that coach and then ruined the defense because you got rid of the head coach, defensive head coach, and then you took the coordinator and Ulbrich and made him head coach. He's in over his head. I think he would tell you he's in over his head if he felt he could be honest. And then it's just, yes, we will get to the Giants because they are no better. But you know what? When they fail, they do it quietly. When they fail, it doesn't feel like the embarrassment that this Jets team gives their fan base year in and year out. And sometimes the fans do it to themselves. There's no middle of the road with Jet fans. Either they're the worst team in the world or they're winning the Super Bowl with a quarterback that just had Achilles surgery and an offensive line that we don't know who's blocking for who. Joe Douglas brought a lot of talent in here. Made some decent draft picks. Made some awful draft picks. Robert Saleh, in my opinion, it was more good than bad. Not a great head coach, but not a bad head coach. But for sure, this season unraveled when they fired him. They essentially turned the heat up on him when they lost to the Broncos on a failed kick. If there's anything to tell you, a head coach was not the reason why you lost the game. It's being in position to win a game and a guy not doing his job, not in an undisciplined manner. Kicking, it's either you make it or you don't make it. 888-808-1019. So again, I would love to hear a bigger disappointment than this. Maybe I'm forgetting a Rangers team. Most of these Yankees teams, the disappointment's more the fan base telling you, but it's really not a disappointment from that team. Maybe you could say the Nets with KD, Kyrie, and Harden. They made the playoffs every year. They were a big toe away from going to the Eastern Conference Finals. It was the Eastern Conference Finals, right? Not the going to the NBA Finals. I can't think of a Giants team that's a bigger disappointment. I can't think of a Jets team that's a bigger disappointment. I mean, there's Jets teams that have come up short. They didn't completely miss the mark. And this is not even injury. There isn't a single injury you could point to say, like, well, if we had this guy, it'd be different. Last year, if you had Aaron Rodgers, I don't think it would have been different. If anything, it might have been worse. You ran Zach Wilson out of town. He stunk. You know who's worse as a Jet? Aaron Rodgers. Sam Darnold's winning games in Minnesota. You ran him out of town because he said he was seeing ghosts. Rodgers can't see the ghosts because he's drugged up. The only guy in the history of sports that could get away with saying, yeah, I took a retreat and didn't want to hang out with my teammates because I was doing psychedelics in the woods. It blows my mind. I would love to hear Lamar Jackson say that or Josh Allen. Russell Wilson got made to seem like the biggest loser in the sport because he was a corny guy. And look how that turned out. It makes no sense. So you know what? Aaron and Woody, they wanted each other. They got each other. This Jets team, and I feel bad for Jet fans. I know I'm having fun right now. I feel bad for them because this is a disaster. It's no fun talking about them. This whole season, I was a little higher on the Giants. I was wrong about that. I was clearly wrong about the Jets, but the whole saving grace of this New York City, tri-state area sports season, because the Bills are a very good football team and they do happen to play in New York. But the whole saving grace of this New York football season, the one part of New York sports fandom that I don't have a dog in, I root for an out-of-town team. So I could root for both teams and enjoy them. They make it miserable to talk about the NFL here. And I can't even say thank God for the Knicks today or the Rangers because they both got embarrassed. I'm not worried about them, but I'm very angry because I can't even be happy about that today. So again, please enlighten me. If you could tell me how I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong. But I'm not. I'm not. It's embarrassing. And take away the quarterback, the defense, since week four has been an embarrassment. The effort's not there. Huh, crazy. You fire the coach, all of a sudden, the effort's not there. The tackling isn't there. The game plan isn't as crisp. Offensively, you gave the keys to Rodgers. His boy, Nathaniel Hackett, did nothing. He's never been a good offensive coordinator. Between his dad and Aaron Rodgers, that's why he's got the career he's got. And I'm sure he's a nice guy. But my job isn't to judge if these guys are nice guys. We rip a lot of nice guys in this industry. And that, I had another point on that, too, for the whole Daniel Jones thing, too. Because, God forbid, everyone wants a guy out, and then you rip him. And it's like, oh, I feel bad for him. He wrote a letter to say goodbye. The young core of players in this town, unfairly by us, the media, and the fans, maybe got a bar set too high for them. But Sauce Gardner has regressed to the point that maybe he wasn't ever the player we thought he was. Garrett Wilson is very inconsistent, and that might not be all his fault. But for right now, he's got to own it. And you know what? To the young man's credit, he does, unlike his quarterback. Breece Hall has been fine. I do think if the offense was more cohesive, he'd be having a better season. But he hasn't been the same. The offensive line, again, does not look great. The skill players, even with Davante Adams there, have not been great. The defense as a whole has stepped back. The Williams brothers have taken a step back. The pass rush is non-existent. And I'm not sure if that even, regardless of Reddick or if Huff was still here, I don't think that's changing much. The secondary has taken a step back. The kicking situation is a disaster. Twice this year, they've had issues with their kicker. Not sure if they were going to have a kicker on Sunday. How does that happen? And again, I really think the fan base and the team as a whole owes Robert Saleh an apology. And this is what happens. And now we have to figure out how to fix it. 888-808-1019. Anthony Gallo, I got you all the way to 6 a.m. You can hit me on the phone lines, like I said, 888-808-1019. Hit me on the socials, Pico de Gallo on X and Pico de Gallo 24 on IG, the WFAN socials. And once we come back, we'll try to figure out together. We're going to do this together. We're going to vent. We're going to try to figure out how do we fix the Jets. Also, if you've got a bigger disappointment in New York sports history, I'd love to hear it. All that on The Fan till 6 a.m.